Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from christministries@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 77. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will show you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including postage and handling. This is part three of a piece of literature that the Lord gave me a few years ago, entitled The Lord Speaking. Do I offend you? And are you ashamed of me? How anyone could be offended by the Lord, the word of the Lord, because it's the only way there is to salvation. It's the straight and narrow way to salvation. And then, are you ashamed? How could the wicked people of this world, or anybody in this world, be ashamed of the Lord Jesus Christ? The Bible tells us that He's the Word of God, and that He's coming back to earth again real soon to judge everyone. All of the Lord's ways are judgment. And it's just a shame that people are so offended at the word of the Lord that they've made up a new word that is not a true word of the Lord at all. It's because they're so offended at His word. And the Lord says that if you're so offended at His word, that you actually begin hating the things that the Lord says that we must do in order to enter into the kingdom of heaven, that He'll send you strong delusion and make you believe a lie, that your soul might be damned. Read that in the second chapter of 2 Thessalonians. You'll see that that is the true word of the Lord. So people have to start disciplining themselves to be disciplined by the word of God. In other words, the Holy Spirit. The word of God is the Holy Spirit, and it is our life. Our life is the Holy Spirit, or the Word of God. If your life is something else other than the Word of God, you, according to God's Word, you don't have life at all. And so that's why the Lord gave me this piece of literature. Do I offend you? Does my Word offend you that tells you how to get into paradise? Or are you ashamed of me? If you're ashamed of me, I'm going to be ashamed of you before my Father and His holy angels, the Lord said. Well, right now, let's all go to the throne of the Lord and ask Him to anoint outwardly this service so that you can all be anointed inwardly. And Father, I pray that all the words that I say on this broadcast will be directly from You, that they'll all be 100% Your Word, Your Scriptures, Your Word. And that it will edify the church and lift them on higher ground, and that souls that are in darkness, that are unable to see the truth, that You'll open their spiritual eyes and their mind and let them put on the mind of Christ, the entire church and the unsaved, and that they'll be able to understand the things that You're saying to them this evening. And I ask it, Lord, that the souls by the millions or billions will be saved. In Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now, where's the first letter from?
From Nigeria, Africa.
Okay.
My dear Pastor Tony Alamo, may the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth be with you and your entire ministry. Amen. I have come across some of your gospel literature books, such as The Secret of Spiritual Defense, The Real Thing, The Real Deal, Evil One World Government Agents, and Peace in the Middle East, The Only Answer. I read these newsletters with interest, and I believe beyond all shadow of doubt that God has specially mentored you to write in the manner in which you wrote all these literature books. Your gospel books have no doubt been a source of spiritual life to millions of people. In furtherance to all that your newsletters have been doing for the lives of people, I want to be identified with you and your ministry in simple terms. I mean, I want to be your member here in Delta State, Nigeria, because these teachings of yours are truth, and they have spiritual power that revive the soul. I want to start the Holy Alamo Christian Church here in Delta State after I have heard from you. Indeed, I love you and your church, and that is why I would want to have a root of it here.
You know how people can tell that it's the Holy Spirit?
that the words are coming from, because there's a tugging inside of your soul, in your spirit, that's showing you, and it's like witnessing to your spirit, to your soul, that this is definitely coming from the Lord. If that tugging isn't there, that's how I know what to write and how I know what not to write and what to say and what not to say, where to go and where not to go, because I'll ask the Lord, and if there's like a blessing that comes down from the kingdom of heaven, a sweeping of the Spirit, I know that it's yes. But if there's a check in my soul, or if there's something that I should be doing, I feel a tugging from the Lord, and He's urging me to contact Him, and what is it, Lord? And then He tells me, and when I do it, it just works out perfect. And that's the way that people need to be led by the Lord, is to, if you feel something tugging you, ask the Lord, what is it, Lord? And then when He tells you, don't try to figure it out with your mind, because our minds are made out of dirt. You have to just go along with whatever the Lord is saying, so long as it matches up with the Word of God. If you feel something, somebody or some spirit telling you, kill somebody, you know that is not the Lord, because the Lord never crosses His own word. He tells you that no murderer shall enter the kingdom of heaven. Thou shalt not murder. And if you see a vision from Mary, of Mary rather, and this vision is telling you that you should fall down and worship her, no, don't do that, because Jesus is the only human being in this world that created His mother before He was begotten in her, okay? So Jesus is the actual creator of His mother. Mm-hmm. And then He put Himself in her womb, so she was just a creation of God. Amen?
Amen.
Do you know of any other man that created his mother before he was in her womb?
No.
Only Jesus did that. And so, you know, he's God, right? God, Jesus was from before the foundation of the world. And the Bible says that there isn't anything that was created that was not created by Him. That includes His mother, His mama, okay? Okay, then what?
I will be happy, really, if you grant my request, and I know you will. Amen. Please, Pastor Tony, I'm also begging you to send me a Holy Bible, King James Version, large print, and 200 copies of your gospel literature books. And I still need your books entitled The Messiah According to Bible Prophecy. I have little experience, but I believe that God will use His Holy Spirit to teach me so that the root of the church we will open here could grow fast in Jesus. Amen. Please extend my warm greetings to all the faithful in the ministry. May God richly bless you and your son, my friend, Zion. May the Almighty God specially bless him and make him greater than you, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I like that kind of prayer. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, I want all my children to be young. And I've got some kids that are 40. Oh, I've got a child that's 47 years old. He's not a child anymore. Another one that's 46, and another one that's about 45, somewhere in the 40s. And then I've got other children as well. Okay, some of them that are in their 30s and some younger than that. Sion is 14 now. Okay, then what?
Mama Susan Alamo, God who has called you to rest from your labors on earth has a purpose. May He continue to keep you in His bosom until we meet to part no more. Amen. Sion, bye for now. Your friend, Amarad, from Delta State, Nigeria, Africa.
Praise the Lord. That's wonderful. Okay, now let's begin with the Lord asking this question. Do I offend you? Are you ashamed of me? Okay, this is part three.
To give you a brief update on yesterday's message, the Lord was telling His disciples that He was to die for the sins of the world, that sinners could be saved. Then He would be resurrected on the third day. Peter said, "Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee." Jesus answered, "Get thee behind me, Satan, thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men." Peter was the same as asking if Jesus should not be concerned about the pain and the humiliation he would suffer while doing God's will, which was suffering and dying on the cross for the benefit of all mankind. The Lord rebuked Peter for his carnal way of thinking, which was tempting him to live a carnal, worthless, satanic self-life.
Yeah, when the Lord is dealing with you too, and telling you something, don't be thinking with your carnal mind. That's just what I was talking about. just receive it and do what he says, because the carnal mind cannot understand the things that the Lord tells people to do. It just seems like it's totally crazy sometimes. Like the Lord has told me so many things to do, and some of them sounded like they weren't right, took my mind. But when I did it, I mean, there was like supernatural events that happened right away. I mean, it was just incredible. And it still is. It just blows my mind every time I look around and see the things that the Lord has told me to do. And then I become very humble, because I realize what would happen if I wouldn't have done what he told me to do. I wouldn't have been able to carry on this ministry. It would be impossible. Okay, then what?
There is absolutely no value in self. Peter's statement could have only been given to him by Satan. Jesus rebuked him by saying, "Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me." Matthew chapter 16, verse 23.
Well, because if anyone that just, if the Lord tells me to do something, they start thinking, that offends me tremendously, because it's very hard for me to cope with people that are not obedient to the Lord. You can see their brows furrow and their eyes start rolling around in the back of their head, you know, and they start thinking as though, and it's always somebody that I never respected for them having brains. Isn't that something? It just surprises me all the time, some of the people that think they're smart, and they've never shown me anything that's smart. The thing to do is, when the Lord tells you to do something, do it. Like Mary told all the people, the disciples, whatever he tells you to do, do it quickly. Amen? Amen. Don't try to consider it or try to figure out if it's right. Especially when you see that he does those kind of things in the Bible. He told Moses and all the children of Israel to stand right by the seashore of the Red Sea and then put your staff inside of there. And it's going to split open, and you're going to walk through. Well, you know, I'm sure a lot of you would furrow your brow if he said that, and you'd start thinking. Just a thinking, and a thinking, and a stinking. You know, you got to have faith, amen?
Amen.
Faith in what the Lord says instead of your brain, because your brain, so far as when it comes to spiritual things, is worthless. Put on the mind of Christ to do whatever the Lord says. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Satan was offended because Christ was giving his life for us so that we could be saved. Are you ashamed and offended as Satan that Christ did this for you? Are you like the devil? Or are you happy and do you praise the Lord for what he did for us? If you are offended with Christ in these words of Christ, and if you are ashamed of Christ and his words, Christ will be ashamed of you before his Father and the holy angels on Judgment Day. Jesus began telling his disciples that not only would he go to the cross, but so would everyone who would be his disciples, since they must take up their own crosses of self-denial and follow him.
Right, there's a song, "Should Jesus bear the cross alone, and you and I go free? No, there's a cross for everyone, and there's a cross for me." The Bible says, Jesus said, "Take up your cross now, and deny yourself and follow me." And that means even to the death of the cross or to a firing squad or wherever it may be, he wants to know if you believe that the kingdom of heaven is worth it. You say, but how do we know it's there? You know it's there because the Word of God says it's there. Amen. And describes it. And that you know the Word of God is true because you see all the plagues on earth and many other ways besides just the plagues on earth today, all the sicknesses, diseases, infirmities, the earthquakes, the tsunamis, the hurricanes, the tornadoes, and floods, and the famines, and just everything that the Lord said would happen just before he comes back to earth again. So you can safely believe that everything else that the Lord said. Don't try to think about that. You just see it happening, and it's true. It's true. Amen?
Amen.
So don't think about it. Just receive it into your rubbery heart, you know. Ask the Lord to melt all that rubber and glue away from your heart, and that industrial rubber or whatever it is that's blocking your arteries, through your spiritual arteries, to receive the Word of God. It's true. It's very true. All right, then what?
As it was for Jesus, so will it be for every disciple both then and now. Jesus does not want us to think that he alone was called to do God's will. There is no other truth than God's word. Peter told Jesus, "Feel sorry for yourself." Jesus told Peter, "You must deny yourself." The Bible tells us there is a price to pay in following God's will. The flesh is offended at such a thought, while self-life reigns as a king or queen. The Almighty God is offended at this. Our self-life is not able to follow God's commands because self wants to follow self, or anyone else self chooses to follow, instead of Christ.
Well, your mind wants to do what you want to do. But start receiving what the Lord says, and don't stop running. Don't stop receiving what he says. Because the minute you stop receiving what he says, Satan is going to come in like a flood, and you're going to not be able to enter heaven. If you stop receiving what the Lord says, then you're doomed. Because the Lord is greater than you. The Lord is greater than I. Our Lord created the heavens and the earth and the fullness thereof. He created his own mother. Amen?
Amen.
He created everybody out of the dirt of the ground and blew his own breath in us. He drowned the entire world. He created every animal, every creeping thing, every bird and every fish. And he knows everything about them and you. And don't stop running. Don't stop receiving the Word of God. Because if you stop receiving the Word of God, or sometimes you're going to be in a situation to where you are in so much turmoil you won't know what to do. Or you figure that you have to figure something out. Your brain can't figure out what you're supposed to do. Just do what you know to do in the Lord until the Lord starts bringing the revelation to it, okay?
Amen.
Now, if you just keep doing what you know that you're supposed to do and ignore whatever the confusion is that's hitting you, then at least you're doing something right and the Lord knows that you're moving towards the mark, you know, and you'll be all right. But if you just give up or you throw in the towel when some confusion comes and you start deciding to just go on a big drunk or something, or you want to go into pills or pot or smoking, dropping pills, uppers, downers, inners, outers, or you just want to walk off from your husband or your wife, or you just want to do something, traveling someplace just to do something, even if it's wrong. No, there's so many things that you know that are right in the Bible that you can be doing until the confusion goes away. But don't try to think of what to do if you don't know what to do. Ask advice from your pastor, or call me if you don't have any respect for your pastor, and just do. But one thing for sure you can do is just keep running. Amen?
Amen?
Don't stop running. There are so many things to do in the Bible. You can distribute literature. Amen?
Amen?
You know that the Lord's not going to throw you into hell for distributing literature. You can go through messages. You can listen to a tape. You can listen to a gospel program. There's so many things that you can do. And you can take care of people. You can give things to people that you know are of the Lord. I don't give things to or money or anything like that to devils. If they come and ask me for some food or something to drink, I'll give it to them. Or if they're naked, I'll give them some clothes. But, I'm not going to give them any large sum of money or anything like that. I pray about everybody that asks for finances, and I get an answer from the Lord to either send it to them or don't send it to them. If they're asking for literature or Bibles, and I'll send those things to anyone that wants them. Some people ask for 10,000 Bibles. I'm not going to do that because automatically I'll think that that's the Pope ordering them and that he's going to throw them in the trash when they get there. So I'm not easily deceived. Okay, the Lord always checks me on those kind of requests. All right, then what?
When Jesus calls us to deny ourselves by taking up our cross, following him, and renouncing all for his sake, our natural self-life automatically responds with self-pity. This causes us to be unwilling to pay any price for God. When we choose the straight and narrow way of the cross and endure all things for Christ's sake, our self-life will suffer loss, but our eternal life will gain the eternal treasures of heaven.
And the communication to the Lord will become very keen. You'll be able to, when you just do what the Lord says, He knows that you're His servant then. He's not our servant. We're to be His servant. He called us to serve. Amen? To do the things that He did when He was here. And not to imitate it either. I heard one of the evangelists saying, we're supposed to imitate Christ. No, you're supposed to be part of Christ. You're to be a member of His body. You're to be exactly like Him. Not an imitation. That would be like to say that you can use real maple syrup or imitation maple syrup, which is burnt sugar and water. No, I'll take the real thing, okay?
Yeah.
The real deal. Okay, then what? The real McCoy.
This is the only way we will positively lose our old man, our old self-life. Only in this way can the spiritual life of Christ in us become pure and reign as King, undertaking in us whatsoever is well-pleasing to God and beneficial to mankind. If we consider the conversation between Peter and the Lord, we can easily perceive the wickedness of the operation of the self-life. First, Peter uttered those satanic, carnal words immediately after hearing the supernatural revelation from God regarding the mystery never before known to man, that Jesus was the very Christ of the living God. Immediately after this incredible revelation, Peter was held captive by his self-life by Satan. This is seen in his attempt to convert the Lord from a life of selflessness to a life of self-will, asking Christ to pity himself, to feel sorry for himself.
Or selfishness. He wanted him to be selfish rather than selfless. Okay? That's the exact opposite of what the Lord wants us to be. We're just to think of what He wants us to do and not think about ourselves. Then what?
This should show everyone that revelations from God, no matter how powerful and supernatural, cannot deliver Christians from the utter power of the self-life. It is the exact opposite. The greater our knowledge and more profound our experience, the more hidden from us shall our self-life be, and the harder it will be for us to detect it and reject it. This is because it is offensive for those that have the knowledge but not the Spirit, as the Pharisees and hypocrites, to deny themselves so the Lord can work in them. They only pretend to be Christians.
Well, I know people have had tremendous revelations from the Lord. They've seen the Lord, like I have, but they didn't mean anything to Him. Many people were called, but they weren't sent. They didn't take the leading of the Lord. Many people are called, but, the Apostle Paul was called too, but he studied and sought the Lord for 17 years, and then it was then when the Lord sent him. Like Moses, he was called by the Lord, and 40 years later, he was sent. Amen?
Amen.
So you can't just go off half-cocked. You have to learn the Word of God, and you have to fellowship with Him so that you know His voice. And then when He knows that you're well-schooled in the Spirit and the communication with Him, and when He knows that you've studied and you know the Word backwards, forwards, coming and going, then you're sent. Moses was sent. He didn't start his ministry until he was 80 years old, right?
Right.
And then at 80, he was sent. He was out on he left 40 years and was out there herding sheep or whatever he was doing and just having children. And 40 years later, the Lord showed Himself to him in what looked like a bush that was burning. But it wasn't burning, and then He sent him. Now go. Now you're ready. I'm sure Moses was studying and seeking the Lord all those years. So just because you've been called doesn't mean that you're sent yet. Amen?
Amen.
Remember that, because there's so many people that are half-baked, and some of them are not even baked at all. They have to get into the oven. Amen?
Amen.
Get into the oven, you feel some of the heat and go through some of the fire. And then after you go through that, then God will send you if you're not offended at what you have to go through in order to be a vessel for the Lord. And if you're not ashamed of the Word, the actual period of time that it takes before you're sent will be a lot shorter. And the Lord said He wants to do a short work in these last days. and that knowledge will be increased. And I pray that God is using me to increase your knowledge to some small measure at least, hopefully some large measure.
Amen.
All right, praise the Lord.
Unless our natural worldly realm is poisoned or treated drastically by the cross, its wickedness shall continue to live within us. Another lesson we can learn from Peter is the utter uselessness of the natural self-life. Peter's self-life came to life not for himself, but for the Lord. Peter thought he loved Jesus. He thought he was desiring the best for him. He wanted him to be safe, secure, and happy. He did not want him to suffer or to die for us.
See, he hadn't been sent yet. He was trying to tell Jesus, instruct the master of the universe, the creator of his own mother, what to do. No, let it be far from thee, Lord. I'm the spokesman here. No, he wasn't sent yet. Amen?
Amen.
He hadn't gone through enough fire yet. Okay, then what?
All this thinking and false emotion emanating from Peter's soul was based on mere human desire, which comes from the flesh, the self-will, the mortal, natural self-life, the devil. All such human desire will be rejected by the Lord. The Lord will never entertain such desire because it is evil and of the flesh. Because the Lord denied his self-life in the service of God, it is obvious that he wants us to be as he was and still is.
Yes, because he said he does. Come and follow me. All right? In other words, be like me. Do like what I say. Follow in my footsteps.
So I'm going to stop here. It's time for us to pray now.
Ask the Lord to enter into your heart. Ask him to wash all your filthy sins away. Ask him by the Spirit. Jesus, come into my heart with the Father by the Spirit and wash all my filthy sins away. Enter into me and give me the strength that will make me more than a conqueror in you. And Lord, I will read your word and I will keep your word. But I know that you won't turn me away because your word says that all that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And that means me. Therefore, I know you've heard me and I know you've answered me and I know I'm saved. Just praise and thank the Lord. And
Sharon, tell everybody how to receive a copy of this program number 77.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
God bless you. I'll see you, or you'll hear of me tomorrow if you tune in. Praise God.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.